House will come to order, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker, Barnhart, Berger, Beyer, Bonamici, Boone, Boquist, Bruin, Buckley, Burley, Butler, Cameron, Cannon, Clem, Cowan, Dallum, Dingfelder, Chris Edwards, David Edwards, Esquivel, Flores, Galizio, Garrard, Gelzer, Gilliam, Gilman, Gerard, Greenlick, Hannah, Holvey, Hunt, Jensen, Comp, Kotek, Krieger, Crummel, Lim, McPherson, Maurer, Minnis, Morgan, Nathanson, Nelson, Nolan, Olson, Reed, Richardson, Riley, Roblin, Rosenbaum, Schaffler, Scott, Shields, Greg Smith, Patty Smith, Thatcher, Tomei, Wisnet, Witt, Mr. Speaker, excused, Boone, Minnis, Nelson, Greg Smith, Patty Smith. flag salute will be led by Representative Fred Durant.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The opening ceremony will be presented by Representative Brian Boquist.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I mentioned several weeks ago that I would fill in as the preacher instead of moments of silence, and I also said I'd be bipartisan. So today's quote comes from a very esteemed Democrat. The quote actually comes from November 22, 1963, and it was never spoken. It was written, it was rehearsed by the Speaker, and never spoken. And for those who remember your history, it's John F. Kennedy, the 35th President of the United States, who served as a PT boat commander in the Pacific, a congressman, a senator, and the first Roman Catholic President of the United States. And on the day that he was assassinated, this is a quote from the speech that he wrote for that day. "We in this country, in this generation, are by destiny rather than choice, the watchmen on the walls of world freedom. We ask, therefore, that we may be worthy of our power and responsibility, and that we may exercise our strength with wisdom and with restraint, and that we may achieve in our time, for all time, the ancient vision of peace on earth and goodwill to men." May these words of wisdom from a former president guide us today. Thank you.
Courtesies. Representative Chris Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and colleagues. I'd like to introduce some honorary pages that are from my district. We have a number of them here in the front. They are all from Cascade Middle School in Eugene, and they're all in the eighth grade. First is Stephen Michaels. Stephen, if you could stand up. Son of Tracy Moore. He's involved with his church and is interested in a career with the SWAT team or becoming a surgeon. Next is David Corney, son of Todd Corney. He's very interested in sports, is involved with the school store, and is interested in becoming either a mechanic or a police officer. Next, we have Patrick Dill, son of Vince and Julie Dill. He's been interested in studying World War II and is interested for a career in architecture, World War II historian, or cryptozoologist. Next, we have David Ruiz Maya, son of Juan Ruiz Martinez and Maria Maya. David is interested in going to college to be an architect. Next, we have Christina Jones, daughter of Karina Jones. She's active in school basketball and peer mediation. She'd like to go to college to be a school teacher for second or third grade. We have also Claudia Bustillo, daughter of Francisco Bustillo, and she is interested in becoming a marine biologist. Next, we have Mary Martin, daughter of Marcella and Kent Martin. She's involved in band and sports and is interested in being a designer when she grows up. And finally, Stephen Roberts, son of Steve and Barbara Roberts. He's involved in the choir, band, and basketball at school, the student government, and the school store, and is interested in becoming a lawyer when he grows up. So I ask that you welcome them all.
Representative Cowan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, if we could welcome some distinguished guests from my district up here in the side gallery. We have Don McDonald, the principal at Eddyville Charter School, and with him is Nikki Brown, a 10th grader at Eddyville. And we also have with us today Frank LaRoche, board member of the Siletz Valley Charter School. Please make them welcome, and I hope they enjoy their day at the Capitol.
Representative Crummell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Over on the side aisle, right over here, are Bill Bryant and Tom Archie from Pace Equipment in Wilsonville. They are constituents of mine, and I would like for us to give them courtesies and make them feel welcome. It's a great small business that they operate. Also, up in the gallery somewhere, I'm not sure where, I think on this side, are some folks from Tigard Tualatin Schools. We have Rob Saxton, who is the superintendent, Susan Stark Hayden, who is a community relations director, Jill Zerschmid, who is a school board member candidate, and Jill's husband, Jeff, designed my original webpage in 1998 for to come here. Dana Terhoon, won't tell you where she got that last name from, but she is a parent and president of the foundation. And Jan Kittleson, and she is a community member. And so just if you would make them feel welcome as well. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Welcome. And they are, Representative Crummell, they were up in the balcony standing up as you introduced them, so they appreciated that. This Saturday, March 24th, 2007, is Representative John Dallum's birthday. So I understand. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The good representative from West Eugene and Junction City may have quantity among the pages, but we have quality from Gladstone. Kayla Peterson, who is here, she's an eighth grader at Cracksburger Middle School in Gladstone, active in a whole variety of activities from soccer to dance, and her career goals are to be either a pediatrician or a brain surgeon. So you'll want to talk to Kayla today. Welcome to the House.
Messages from the governor. Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that the Senate has passed Senate Bill 2.
First reading, memorials and resolutions. Standing committee reports. Committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. Representative Hunt.
Mr. Speaker, I request unanimous consent for a 5-minute recess.
Representative Hunt has asked for a 5-minute recess without objection. House will stand in recess. House will come to order, and the clerk will call the roll.
Barker. Here. Barnhart. Here. Berger. Beyer. Bonamici. Bonamici Boone. Boquist. Boquist Bruin. Bruin Buckley. Burley. Butler. Cameron. Cannon. Clem. Clem Cowan. Cowan Dallum. Dallum Dingfelder. Dingfelder Chris Edwards. David Edwards. Esquivel. Flores. Flores Galizio. Garrard. Gelser. Gilliam. Gilman. Gerard. Greenlick. Hannah. Holvey. Hunt. Jensen. Comp. Kotek. Krieger. Krieger Crummell. Crummell Lim. McPherson. Maurer. Minnis. Morgan. Nathanson. Nelson. Nolan. Nolan Olson. Reed. Richardson. Riley. Roblin. Rosenbaum. Schaffler. Schaffler Scott. Scott Shields. Shields Greg Smith. Patty Smith. Thatcher. Tomei. Wisnet. Witt. Mr. Speaker. Not answering. Bruin. Clem. Cowan. Dallum. Flores. Krieger. Crummel. McPherson. Nolan. Schaffler. Scott. Excused. Boone. Minnis. Nelson. Greg Smith.
We have a quorum. I will ask everyone to take their conversations out into the lobby. We were under propositions and motions when we went into recess. Representative Barker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that House reconsider the vote by which it failed to pass Senate Bill 400.
Representative Barker moves the House reconsider the vote by which it failed to pass Senate Bill 400 to your motion.
Mr. Speaker, I've spoken with many members, and we believe that we can have a quick solution to the issues that stopped the bill yesterday from passing, and I'd like a chance to take that back to committee where we can rework that bill and see if we can't fix it and bring it back.
Further discussion of the motion? Representative Barker, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
Those of the opinion that the House should reconsider the vote by which it failed to pass SB 400 will vote aye. Those opposed, no. And the clerk will open the voting system. Representative Boquist, how do you vote? Representative Boquist? Representative Boquist is off the floor. Representative Bruin, how do you vote? Bruin votes aye. Representative Scott, how do you vote? Scott votes aye. Representative Flores, how do you vote? Flores votes aye. The motion, having received the required majority, is declared adopted. In compliance with Mason's Manual of Legislative Procedure, Section 468, Subsection 3, the question immediately recurs on final reconsideration of Senate Bill 400. Representative Barker.
Mr. Speaker, I move Senate Bill 400 be referred to the Committee on Business and Labor.
Representative Barker moves that Senate Bill 400 be referred to the Committee on Business and Labor, to your motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We get this bill back to the committee, we'll get it repaired and see if we can't bring it back in a piece that's acceptable.
Do we have further discussion? Representative Barker, do you wish to close?
No, thank you.
Those of the opinion that Senate Bill 400 should be re-referred to the Committee on Business and Labor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion, having received the required majority, is declared adopted. Senate Bill 400 is re-referred to the Committee on Business and Labor. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 3532, relating to county assistance function funding assistance payments.
Bill read first time, is passed the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of House bills.
House Bill 3318 relating to tax court mediation procedures.
Bill read second time is passed to third reading. Representative Hunt, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10:30 a.m. Monday, March 26, 2007.
Representative Hunt moves the House adjourn. Is there objection? Hearing none, the House will adjourn until 10:30 a.m. Monday, March 26th. The House stands adjourned.